The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, February 5th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. I'm expecting more guests. I have a studio filled with guests today. I'm kind of excited. But in studio, I have the president of the Taxi Cab Union or Association?
Bahamas Taxi Cab Union.
I got the right name. I can write that Bahamas Cab.
Bahamas Taxi Cab.
Taxi Cab Union. Okay. I'm Mr. Tyrone Butler in studio. And of course, I have a taxi driver, Mr. Lamont Nixon, who's in studio. I'm going to introduce them formally, but I have a special show today. I'm also expecting the vice president to join us a little later to join in the conversation. But today we're talking about rideshare. Ride sharing. I'm going to give a definition of ride sharing. There's a concern about ride sharing. There's also a concern about this new proposed Uber, which is a separate company. It's a specific company that is being pushed to be introduced into the Bahamas. And the Bahamas Taxi Cab Union has a position on that, right? And I want to explore that position. But I'm going, before any of that starts, I'm going to set up the show to make sure the listening audience is abreast of what is happening at this present time, right? So let me have two notes that I want to read. Okay, so I had to go and do a search and find out whether rideshare is legal inside the Bahamas, and said ride-sharing apps like Uber and Lyft are not available in the Bahamas. Instead, passengers in Nassau and other family islands rely on licensed taxi, private transfers, and new local ride-sharing hailing apps, such as Aqua Rides. We'll be talking about that later on. Bahamas Ride, or My Ride. Taxis use fixed rates for popular routes, right? I also want to read that there was a ride-sharing warning done by the Ministry of Transport, where the Ministry of Transport and Ministry of Energy and Transport Road Traffic Department has released a public notice informing the public that it is illegal to offer Uber or ride-share services using private vehicles. I want to say that again. At this present time in the Bahamas, it is illegal to offer Uber-type services or rideshare services using a private vehicle. The department emphasized that it is the only legal agency authorized to grant transportation licenses for hire or reward, and strongly warned that the use of private vehicles for such purposes is unsafe. And dangerous. And that was in April 2025 when that came out. I also want to introduce, there was an accident really recently, and they had it highlighted in the Tribune. A person using a rideshare services was injured. And now there's a numerous debate on whether there's insurance for this lady. Let me see if I can pull that up. But apparently, only taxi drivers has insurance to transport people in the Bahamas for a fee. So if you do, book a ride share, you know that you may forfeit your insurance. It says this lady has suffered a broken neck in an illegal Uber ride. A crash left a Grand Bahama preschool teacher with a broken neck and torn eyelids, and has thrown fresh light on what officials have described as a dangerous regulatory vacuum around ride-sharing services operating in the Bahamas, some falsely claiming to be Uber drivers. And I want to also read this article before I get to my guests in the phone line. This is an article by Kelly Campbell. It's written in the Tribune. This was in the Tribune for this week, but I'll read this before I read that article. Say, the initiative to bring Uber to the Bahamas, despite the resistance from taxi cab union, involves a system where drivers would be paid directly by Uber into their bank accounts, operate under existing government fare structures, and utilize app-based bookings, GPS tracking, and flight tracking technology to reduce idle time and eliminate cash transactions. The platform would initially launch with 30 to 40 drivers and only those with valid taxi plates, insurance, and licenses from the Ministry of Transport would be eligible. The project is moving forward using licensed drivers outside the union, as the union has rejected the proposal, and the platform will adhere to government set taxi fares not undercut existing pricing. The Bahamas Taxi Cab Union has already put the proposal to its membership and rejected it, citing that the model is not workable under current laws and insurance. And skimming this article, a businessman says he is definitely bringing Uber to the country despite resounding opposition from the Bahamas Taxi Union. I love that word, despite your opinion, and yeah. He's definitely bringing it, mm-hmm. right? Even though we know at this current time, Ministry of Transport say, man, ride share is illegal. But I found that interesting. This gentleman, whose name is Mac Macklin, yeah. Mac is his first name and Macklin is the second name, told the Tribune he is in advanced discussion with Uber corporate headquarters in the United States and expects to finalize arrangement for his company to act as a local operating representative for the platform. But the Tribune understands that no agreement has yet to be executed between Mr. Macklin's company and Uber, and no launch date has been announced. Despite this, Mr. Macklin described a system in which drivers would be paid directly by Uber into their bank accounts, operate under existing government fare structures, and use app-based bookings, GPS tracking, and flight tracking technology to reduce idle time and eliminate cash transaction. He said only drivers with valid, and I already read all of that before, so I can skip all of that and speak directly to the president of the Taxi Cab Union, Bahamas Taxi Cab Union. So I still don't get it. You'll correct me, Mr. Butler. Give me a brief introduction, who you are, and of course the correct need for the taxi cab union. I'm pulling Michael up there so we can hear you properly. So forgive me for that.
Yeah, that's fine. Good morning, Bahamas. Yeah, Tyrone Butler, president of Bahamas Taxi Cab Union. Reading all that information a while ago, I'm well aware of that story that came out in the dailies a couple of days ago. And I'm also well aware of the accident with the young lady in Grand Bahama. In fact, we shared that with the media, so that's a story that we were well aware of since last weekend. The Bahamas Taxi Cab Union, as you know, is the voice for taxis in New Providence, and we speak for taxis, whether they are members of the Bahamas Taxi Cab Union or not. So the government recognized the union as the official voice with anything to do with taxi drivers on the island. We were approached by Mr. Macklin and his company late last year wanting to engage us in this Uber prospect. We had a number of discussions with them, and they gave us all of the proposals that they were offering at the time. And as union rep on the voice for taxis, we said that we will take it to the membership and present it and see what the members would like to do. And we did that, and the members did not accept it. It was rejected. And so we we felt that it was time to move on, and so we left it at that. And so here we are, and Mr. Macklin decides, his company, they decide they will press on and go directly to the members one-on-one to see if there's enough interest that they can still get started with their proposal. And they're free to do that. The Bahamas Taxi Cab Union is not going to stand in the way of any particular driver who wants to advance his own personal gain. And if he feels that engaging in Uber service, any one individual or two individuals, that's their right to do, because we don't have a license on individuals and what they do with their own personal taxis. We only exist to represent their rights and all of the things that they are entitled to as public service drivers. So
let's move away from Uber, even though I want to talk more about that, and let's talk more broader at ride share.
Mm-hmm.
Does the taxi cab union as a body, as an entity, have an issue with ride sharing being introduced in the Bahamas?
No, because if it is, it would have to be taxi drivers who would have to do the work.
Would the taxi cab union be prepared to share that business with other entities that will come in maybe under a different system or a different brand, different name, but regulated by the government?
When you say share, what do you mean?
That they would have a different name other than taxis, right? Maybe called rideshare. And whatever legislation and rules, that procedures and protocols that would govern that. But they won't be taxi drivers, but they would be able to be on the road and solicit people how rideshare do and do their ride-sharing.
Well, we have that right now with Mr. Nixon. That's his company, Aqua Rides. So you can book through Aqua Rides, but the driver would be a public service driver.
So making sure I'm clear. If it's a public service driver, you have no problem at all.
No.
But if it's not a public service driver, you can complain.
Well, yeah, because it's going against what the road traffic laws call for. Perfect example, as you mentioned earlier, with the lady in Grand Bahama who had the accident. Mr. Nixon Company is a rideshare company, and he's available to anybody who wants to get on his platform or onto his company's app and book a ride. A public service driver who drives under a public service license, his vehicle carries a special liability insurance. It's different from a regular citizen. So for those persons who may want to be jumping on the bandwagon and thinking that the Bahamas Taxi Cab Union is against Uber or against rideshare, they're speaking out of ignorance. We have no problem with any rideshare company, because we know the way the laws are structured in the country, the only persons that can engage and offer that service would be public service drivers. And the only public service drivers that are available on the island is taxi drivers, jitney drivers,
mm-hmm.
and livery drivers, all right? Tall car drivers, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the livery drivers want to do Uber, that's fine with me. I don't care one way or the other. If they want to go for the prices. But the one thing I want the Bahamian public to understand is that Uber being offered in the Bahamas doesn't give any advantage to the average person in that their perception of Uber is perhaps what they realize and experience when they're in the U.S. or someplace else. In New Providence, the rates for the Uber ride would be the same as if you take a regular taxi or a rideshare.
So Uber, again, let's talk rideshare, because I want to talk to Uber separately.
Yeah.
Right? Because I want to talk as Uber from the perspective of Mr. Macklin.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're saying rideshare and taxi drivers technically supposed to be charging the same thing?
Yeah.
And that's by law. The mandate of this is the rate.
Absolutely. You can have a rideshare company. You can offer the lowest rate. You can go for a dollar. The problem is, will you get able to do that job for that rate? The issue is every taxi driver that has a public service badge, their rates that they charge is set by the government. So the government has a rate structure that is printed. Persons, even locals, they can go online and get the rates. They can go to road traffic and get a copy of the rate sheet. Those are the rates that any rideshare company, Mr. Nixon's rideshare company, uses those rates. If Uber was to introduce and drivers decide they want to engage Uber, they would have to. That would be the minimum that they would be able to charge.
I'm going to bring Mr. Nixon in the conversation. I see the vice president just joined us. He came in just now, and I'm going to bring him in and engage him shortly. But Mr. Nixon, you have a rideshare company.
Yes, I do. Good morning, everybody.
Now, this is my question, right? Everybody understands Uber. Uber is foreign. Why should Bahamians embrace your rideshare company when we know what Uber is?
Well, here's the thing. My thing is Bahamians basically should look at the fact that, you know, we should embrace our own. You know, Uber is an American company. Aqua Rides is a Bahamian company. And what that does is basically protects sovereignty, per se, as to where if you engage with an Uber, you're going to be governed by Uber outside of the Bahamas. The thing is, you want to be connected. You want everything to be done in-house. So to me, that just makes sense too. And because the thing is, like I mentioned in other places, I went to other parts of the world, places like Japan, places like China. They have their own ride sharing app. Like Japan.
When you say they have a foreign company that owns, or are you saying the country or nationals from that country have their own ride share program?
Nationals from that country have their own ride share program. Like Japan has TaxiGo. And they don't have Uber. Their setup is similar to how the Bahamas is, as to where you would have to use the taxis within that country. So it only made sense that the taxis themselves basically just come up with the app and operate, you know, within the country.
Have you mentioned to the government that you have a rideshare program?
I did mention to some of the people within road traffic that we do have a rideshare program. And then, of course, I brought it to the attention of the union. And my thing was, because the thing is, what we did, everything was in the confinements of the law, as to where the pricing and, you know, just using taxi drivers and, just basically using public service drivers.
So how many public service drivers, taxi drivers, are in your company now registered or participating in this?
We have up to close to 200 drivers.
200 taxi drivers now inside your company?
Right now.
And if they go online, people could book it?
People could book it right now.
Okay. Call back, because I can have you engage the vice president. Since he's here, I can have him be responsible for answering the phone call and addressing the phone calls. There's a number of rideshare companies who uses that WhatsApp to get service. Now, you come in with your taxi or public service-oriented rideshare company. There are a number of behemoths, but you're closing us out of the business. We won't get engaged in this business in our private cars. What do you say to people like that? You say, man, why taxi drivers want to hog up all the business?
Well, it ain't that. The thing is, they're working on the confinements of the law. You still have to obey the laws of the country. So if you want to come in the business, go. You could go to a Bahama host. You could go and get your public service license, and then you could come in the legal way. And in everything you have, there's laws, and you are confined to those laws.
Tell me how your rideshare company works. Like, how would someone get a taxi through your rideshare company?
Well, it's simple. Like any other rideshare company around the world, what you do, you can download it on the Apple Store or the Google Store. And once you download it, the nearest taxi would be available. And the thing is, we have taxis all over Nassau. And so once you put in basically the location that you want to go, and you book the ride, the app will basically show you the nearest taxi. They'll show the picture. The picture will come up, and it will show the distance that they're at. And once they just click accept ride, it's that simple.
I'm going to call it now. Prep the caller there for me, Kermit, so I can get ready. Let me read this text. Good morning, Mr. Neary. The Uber ride services is needed in Nassau. Working at the airport during the wee hours in the morning, that saved me many times from being late for work. The price is reasonable. They are always on time, and you can book ahead of time. The taxi union should not have... The taxi union should not have the approval power for this service. It's a conflict of interest. Taxi drivers themselves. Let's go to the caller, and then I have the vice president come and respond to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guided Radio AM, you're live.
Yeah, good morning, CA. Good morning to your guests.
Good morning. Good
morning, sir.
You know, CA, if taxi drivers were doing what they were supposed to have been doing, we would need Uber. We would need no ride sharing. But we welcome Uber. Because taxi drivers chose, for whatever reason, to park their taxis simultaneously at hotels, at the port downtown, at the airport, and every place else other than catering to domestic tourism. If I were the minister, I would have taken every place from them. Every place. Because they don't dictate and control public transportation to stop it. But they, and whenever they do get you, whenever you do get a taxi, you pay an arm and a leg. But the president and vice president should spend their time would be more utilized, trying to resurrect the domestic end of the taxi field and not just confine those plates, which is not theirs, which is the government plate, which are to domestic passengers. You know what it is for a woman? Get on 12 o'clock at night and they're telling you they can't go here, they can't go there, and they're not coming because they're downtown trying to get the Yankee dollar. Greed has permeated and destroyed the taxi business in the Bahamas. But the taxi president time would be better utilized with him pushing against the grain and trying to resurrect 35111 and 34555. That's either cab and union cab number that I remembered from when I was a baby. And that's the irony about everything. They refuse to cater to Bahamians, but always blocking. But I'll snatch every plate from them and let them go and find something other than taxiing to do in this country because they do not control how public transportation should be distributed. That's my point. Very angry with them. They prefer to sleep in their vehicles before they cater to locals trying to chase the Yankee dollar.
Thank you very much. That's clever, Duncan. There, Mr. Vice President, say your name again for the listening audience so they can address you when they call back again, and then respond to that. They say, Mr. Clever is saying, y'all don't cater to Bahamians, and that's their problem.
Good morning, the Bahamas, Nassau, Bahamas. My name is Stefano Wilkinson, Vice President of Bahamas Taxi Cab Union. Sir, I respect his opinion, but only thing I can say now, this is a different administration that came in the office, and we are now looking at the domestic market and the local market. That's the reason why we are today talking on this talk show about the local market where Aqua Rides, also the Bahamas Taxi Cab Union, being in connection of going back to the local market. When we were campaigning during the time before we came to administration, we said we're going to go back to the local market. We've seen, because I know by me growing up, we know about the local market of 35111. But now that this is a new administration, a new mindset, we are focusing also on the local market to get rides to persons wherever they may be across this island. We have already posted the app to various clinics, to various grocery store all over the island. So just so they can call us at any given time, or use app at any given time for us to come to the local market, wherever they are located.
Okay, let me go speak to the president. Mr. President, I got a text and asked, how does someone who's interested in this ride share, and they say, how do they get a public service license? What's the procedure? And the next thing is, you mentioned insurance liability that the taxi drivers have, or extra ones, right? I want you to explain the difference in terms of someone who have a private car, and then the taxi drivers, and in terms of their insurance or obligations.
Yeah, I know that caller that you took a while ago, Duncan. I know him.
That's my good friend. That's why I call his name up.
Yeah, I had an interaction with him. And I'm glad you did mention his name, because he and I had an opportunity to do some work together in the past when I was with another union. Mm-hmm. So I don't take what he say with any degree of truthfulness because of the previous experience that I had with him. So I know him, mm-hmm. and he's not an honest person. But anyway, back to the subject. Yeah, he's angry, but you got to understand, we didn't create Bahamas Taxi Cab Union nor MetaCab. We didn't create what is known as taxis in the country. The government did. The government regulates taxis. The government sets the standard for how taxis should act and behave. So every claim of wrongdoing or dislike that you have about a taxi driver, you can point to the lack of enforcement by the government. The government has a department called Road Traffic, and they're the ones who are responsible for the conduct, for the regulation, and all that taxi do when they're out working. As for the lady who worked late at night, Mr. Nixon has an app called Aqua Rides. She's free to call Mr. Nixon or go on Google app and download the app. But you got to understand, Private citizens cannot use their private vehicle to transport individuals for a fare.
But it's my car. Why not?
Because you're breaking the law. Because if you get, you read your insurance, you got to read your insurance contract, right? And one of the persons you may want to speak to at some point when you have a chance is the registrar of insurance. And they can tell you, private insurance for private vehicles does not allow the driver or the owner of that vehicle to transport a person for a fare.
Mm.
You have to have a public service vehicle. So once you take your private car and you put out your, oh, I'm doing Uber service and whatnot, and you're charging the $15 or $10, yeah, you might be getting away with it. But as Mr. Nixon said, you're breaking the law. We didn't create the system that does that does not allow for a private citizen to use their vehicle. The government did. They said in this country, anybody that transport persons for a fare or fee must have a public service vehicle. Okay? Now, people may not like that, but as I said, we didn't create that. And so at the end of the day, the rates that the government says a taxi driver can charge is the rate that taxi drivers are allowed to charge. If they charge over that, they'll be in breach of the law. And there's a road traffic department that will deal with them.
You mentioned rates. Would the taxi cab union embrace taxi meters back inside the car, inside the cars?
No. I'll tell you
why not.
I'll tell you why, because meters are something that they tend to be, you know, like every other device. They sometimes malfunction, especially if the car is not working properly. The current system that we use, which is called a zone rate, mm-hmm. meaning you go from point A to point B, you can know what your fare is going to be before you get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You could confirm your rate. You get into a car where the meter's running, you end up in a road, slow traffic, and the meter's running. The driver can't tell you what the rate, he can give you an estimate of where what the rate might be. But when that meter's running, you don't know. But when you have what is called a zone rate, so you know that you're going from the airport to Paradise Island,
mm-hmm.
that rate is posted already up there.
How much is the rate to airport to Paradise Island?
The government rate right now for the first one or two persons is
$45. $45 for two people? $45.
And then you have some additional charges. Like, so, for instance, if it's you and your wife,
mm-hmm.
and you have two regular piece of bags, you would be $45, $2 for the bridge, and a $1 airport mm-hmm. fee. So basically, you're at about $48, $50, depending on what size bags you have. And again, the baggage charge is something that the government puts in, mm-hmm. not the driver. So sometimes people come with 3-4 bags, and then when you tell them you have to charge for the bags, they think that the driver is
taking advantage.
Yeah, but
it's people lifting the bags. Let me ask that too.
The driver.
The
driver.
Okay, I just want to ask that. We have another phone call here. Do you still have the vice president here? You're responsible for answering the phone, right?
Yes, sir. No problem.
Okay, let's go to call at your Garden Radio AM.
Hello.
You live.
Hey, Bodanuri.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a call calling a few minutes ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just talking nonsense, right? Listen to me. Just give me 1 minute, okay?
Go ahead, man.
First, they came for the socialists, but I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists. I didn't speak out. Not a trade unionist, right? Then they came for the Jew. I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, right? But it was too late because there was no one left. Listen to me carefully, right? GSL taxi business is under attack. You're going to have in a few years the insurance companies, you know what I mean? All these companies, right? People who want taxis have lives. They have wives. Some are wives who are sick. They have children in college,
absolutely,
high school. They pay insurance bills. They pay groceries. These people are humans. So for that guy to call and talk and nonsense, but a few calls go, he's talking absolute rubbish, right? I do give the fact that there are some drivers out there doing foolishness every day. That's a problem with enforcement. But what traffic has to do their jobs and ensure that these drivers are put up the streets.
Right.
But there are a lot of drivers on this road who are ambassadors for the Bahamas every day, who put smiles on people's faces. So you cannot paint the whole thing with one brush. Bahamas, who go, tax drivers, who go for Bahamas, right? A lot of times Bahamas don't want to pay what the government rate is. I mean, I told you there's a government rate. Bahamas don't want to pay the rate. Because, I mean, we have businesses, we have business license, we have cars to insure, we have cars to maintain, right? These people have, like, some people drive a taxi, some people have taxi businesses, right? So I know there's a lot to do. I mean, I heard about the Uber coming on stream. Listen to me. In a few years, the government's going to have to move forward and have some regulation in place to bring an Uber or whatever you want to call it, whoever does it. I hope it's a Bahamian company who does it, right? It's coming, right? But in the meantime, you know what I mean? I mean, not all the drivers are bad. You understand me? And to the president, I think, Mr. Butler, hey, y'all, let's keep doing what y'all doing. I'm trying to get people to see that, you know, it is a viable business. It pays people's bills. But not all the people in the business are bad people. We just need more enforcement of the law. Thank you very much. Thank you, McCall, sir.
Appreciate it, sir.
You want to comment on that, Vice President?
Yeah, thank you for your opinion. And this is right. Like I said, we make first hand money every day, and we put in more money in this economy than many other businesses around here. Every day we buy fuel, every day we buy grocery, every day we have to pay national insurance. We put more money in this economy than most businesses around here, but people don't give us that level of respect. You know, and like I said, the caller said, taxi drivers are willing to assist wherever we could. It's just that the people who we gonna service, they just got to be honest with us as we move throughout the island and make our presence felt.
Okay. Let me read some of these texts. Let me embrace these phone calls to make sure everyone get a chance to speak. Kermit, pass the next caller through for me, please, so we can address them. Go ahead, caller. You're live on Guiding Radio AM. We're talking to the Taxi Cab Union President, Vice President, and a public service driver, Mr. Lamont Nixon, who just introduced his, what's the name of the business again?
Aqua Rides.
Aqua Rides. And you say you can download that on the app?
You could download that on Google, and you could download it on the Apple Play Store.
And you say Bahamians could take advantage of this?
Yes, Bahamians could take advantage of it. It is a Bahamian app.
It's not just for tourists?
It's not just for tourists, it's for locals and tourists alike.
Because I have a text here says that it's hard for Bahamians to get a taxi on a Bay Street. So you could say you could just type in your address on Bay Street and somebody comes?
Just download the app and book a ride.
Okay. Go ahead, caller. You live.
Good morning, Mr. Neary, and good morning to your guests. I wonder if I could get the number for the president.
I can get off here. Or you want to say?
Yeah, I'll give it
okay.
to you.
Okay. Leave your number with Kermit. And okay, I'll give the president your number as soon as he come off, okay?
Thank you.
Kermit, take his number, and I'll wait till I get the next call. If you can pass it. Okay, the next call through. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Guiding Radio AM. Call you there? Call the girl once. Okay, that caller gone. While Kermit take the number for the next gentleman. says, good morning, CA. How is it that the rate from the airport to Paradise Island is around $48, but a few months back, I took a taxi from the airport to Bacardi, and the taxi driver charged me $52. And say Bacardi close.
Well, whoever that person is would have to tell us what all they had with them, how many persons. I don't know.
So it could change, the variables could change.
Absolutely.
So it's three people, it can't be 40, can't be cheap.
No.
You got to charge more.
No.
If I had five pieces of luggage, you start charging me more.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you remind me that a taxi driver lifted luggage.
It's supposed to.
That's important to me. Keep on coming back to that. Yeah. Keep on coming back to that.
You see, one of the things people have to understand about distances, now the rate that is posted by the government. Now, the government is not, they don't have a rate for every area.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the driver has to use the nearest rate to so for instance, if you go into Bacardi Road, there's no rate from the airport to Bacardi Road. There's a rate from the airport to Carmichael Road. Mm-hmm. You know Carmichael Road is a long road.
Yeah.
So the driver has to make, they have to make a decision as to how far and how much can you charge based on where you're going. Because you're talking about from the airport to Bahama, basically it's $30.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this person is going all the way down in Bacardi Road, which is almost twice the distance.
Yeah.
So you see it. You see how the distance and the...
This texter, and I see you call her, we can get prepared right now. This texter is talking about how much money y'all make. Let me read it to you. So y'all trying to be rich. Anyway, go ahead. Say, driving a taxi is not an entitlement to a salary equivalent to a top executive. It is a low-skilled job. Can the McDonald's worker demand $100 an hour because they have a husband or wife? So y'all getting paid too much. Y'all be rich.
That's again... You know, an individual's opinion, and that person is speaking out of ignorance because, you know, one of the things you don't understand about hospitality business is that it's a thankless job. You get all kinds of people that you have to drive. You get people come with all kinds of problems. You get people cussing you out and people telling you they don't want to pay what you think, what you tell them the rate is. People break up your car. I have a nice car, and you know the arm, the neck rest, my nice vehicle. Guests took the neck rest, push it up, broke it. People snap off the handle off the driver doors. Sometimes people leave dirty pampers in taxi driver's car. They have kids eating in the car. So you know people act as if taxi drivers are just there for the money. But we take a lot from the motoring public. And so, you know, people, you know, you tell them they can't smoke, they're upset. You give a guy a ride, and they tell you they're going from the airport to downtown. And then on the way, they decide they want to stop to the liquor store and the grocery store. And they may have seen the rate posted from the airport to downtown as one thing,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't include the time that you stopped for them,
mm.
right? And then when they get in the fare change, then it's a different story. But I'll tell you, one of the biggest problems we have with people complaining about, especially tourists, are complaining with rates. I don't accept all of the complaints as legitimate because we have a competition that exists on the taxi line, and that is the livery drivers. And so sometimes these people take what they think is a taxi, and when they get to where they're going and then they find out that the rate is almost double, they say, but I asked for a taxi. Why are you charging me this? But this is a livery. This is an SUV. This is a town car.
What's the difference between a town car livery and a taxi? Call it coming to you now. Let's let the president explain that to me. Livery, taxi, town car, because some of them is charged pricey. I want to know why a livery charging more than a taxi.
Well, livery is the delivery plates are black plate with the yellow writing. Taxis are the yellow plate with the black printing. Livery is a private arrangement transportation. The franchise for livery means that you are supposed to organize your bookings from your office, from your place of business.
Pre-arrange.
Pre-arrange. You're not supposed to be on the same line and in the same environment as a taxi driver, because that's confusion. So what this government and previous government, this goes way back, they've allowed these livery drivers to be in the airport. Atlantis has allowed them to congregate on their property. And so when, for instance, at the hotel, when he walks out with the Louis Vuitton luggage and the big party of six or five, and the guy look like he's a big spender, automatically the antenna goes up for the bellman. Oh, I'm going to put this guy in a nice SUV. Hey, boss, I got you. And then the guy might just want a taxi, and next thing you know, he's in a private car.
Paying $400.
It's not $400, but, you know, double the amount he would have ordinarily paid. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the airport. You see the porters at the airport who, it's so sickening because everybody is coming out of the airport. Oh, give me a lift, give me an SUV, give me a town car. These people people don't travel to get to their destination to be reminded that, oh, you can get an upgrade in transportation. If people want that, they would book that.
Mm-hmm.
When you travel, do you tell you, oh, you can get a SUV or a Mercedes or whatever? If you wanted that for transportation to go from the airport to wherever your destination is, you don't think you would have booked that?
I would have booked it.
Yeah, but you got these pirates that operate at the airport and at the hotel. So
Let's go to the caller so you can engage them. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning to you too, guys.
Good morning. Three of them now.
Three now, okay. All the guys. I think they were the beaten situation with Hoover and Taxi Care, right? Mm-hmm. But what I find rather alarming here and is that why are there different rates for taxi drivers from the airport to Paradise Island? Then there was a vast difference from a location that is substantially less from the airport just in Gotti Road. You know, I find that rather amazing. So are we to believe that taxi drivers have the right to charge based on what? What are the criteria? Yes, I know if you have more than one person in the car, yes, it's some additional charge, but some things need to make some sense. We need to incorporate some law that speaks to this, because you remove the meter out of the taxis and you have nothing substantive for persons to go on, tourists or the local native. None. There's nothing. Because if I catch a taxi, say, boy, that's $60. What do I have to dispute that with? Because we have nothing. It's just wide open. This is crazy. This matter has to be addressed by the authorities.
Okay, thank you very much, Carl.
I mean, leaving it the way it is at the discretion of the taxi driver. And this just doesn't make good sense. And then in addition to that, now, they're saying bringing in Uber, but they're bringing in Uber at the same rate as the taxi driver. Tell me how that makes sense, please.
I let them respond.
Good day, caller. This is Lamont answering. I would invite you to just download the AquaRides app. The AquaRides app basically can assist in dictating the pricing. So you would know exactly what price it is from the airport to, let's say, Atlantis, or let's say Bacardi Road. And the president mentioned earlier, you have to factor in that if it's additional persons, even on the app, we have our ways as to where we add the additional persons and we'll add the additional bags. So something like from on the app, it'll show from the airport to Bacardi Road, that would be like $36 to $40. All right. Now the additional, like I said, if it's additional persons or whatever, then it will add up to like $50 or even $60 based on the amount of people. And then you gotta factor in that. If, you know, providing that, you know, I have a bigger load and I have a bigger car, you can't expect me to as a driver to charge you the same $35 for two persons that I would charge for like let's say like five or ten people. All right. So all these things you have to factor in. All right.
Okay. This text says similar to what you said. It's ridiculous that rideshare that's supposed to be cheap has now been legislated to be as expensive as taxi. Who are these MPs voting for this nonsense?
Well, first of all, there's nothing being legislated. Let's make that clear. There's nothing being legislated. The laws of the Bahamas is straightforward when it comes to public service vehicle and residence vehicles. The insurance for a private resident is different from an insurance for a public service vehicle. All right? At the end of the day, all of these people that are screaming about Uber and rideshare and whatnot, as we said, Mr. Nixon has Aqua Ride. It's up and it's running. All they have to do is download it. The rate for public service vehicles are set by the government. If the government wanted to change the legislation, they could simply go to Parliament, pass the legislation that is necessary for private citizens to use their vehicle, and then any and all could come in and do the same thing what Uber's doing. You probably wouldn't even need Uber if you do that, because then everybody could set up their own little part-time business with their private. But the one thing the government don't want to do is go down that road, because it could be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
go ahead. I'm going to engage the next caller. I had another question. Oh, this is my question to Lamont Nixon again. When I was Googling, searching rideshare, your company came up. But 4 to 5 other rideshare companies came up. And it gets back to the president and vice president. Does the union endorse all of these different rideshares there?
No, sir.
No? But they did. I saw 4.
You said 4 came up because, like I say, that's a world, a digital world. But remember now, Aqua Ride was certified under the taxi cab union to use taxi drivers with their insurance, their public service badge. Those are the persons who pop up. I don't know who certified them, but the taxi cab union certified Mr. Nixon and Aqua Ride to assure the safety of any guests out there doing their transportation movement.
Okay, let's get the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Pastor went through, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. You live. All the persons gone? Testing no? Oh, no? Let's take a commercial break now, Kermit, so we can come back to these callers. This person is not coming through. But we'll continue this conversation. In studio, we have the president of the, let me see if I get the name right now, Bahamas Taxi Cab Union. There you go. Mr. Tyrone Butler. We have the vice president of the Bahamas Taxi Cab Union, Mr. Stefano Wilkinson. And we have public service driver, Mrs. Lamont Nixon, who has the name of, give me your name,
Aqua Ride.
You know, I can keep on having you say it so people know where it is, right? Aqua Ride, right? This is sanctioned by the Bahamas Taxi Cab Union, and it's a rideshare app that taxi drivers are using.
Okay.
Caller, we're going to come to you as soon as this break over, and we'll have you ask your question to our panel. We'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona.
We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Was a deep sea diver, and when I want to pass, I would mash the gas. I was a taxi driver. I say I was a taxi driver. I was a deep sea diver, and when I want to pass, I would mash the gas. I was a taxi driver.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We have an interesting panel here. I can read this text and go straight to the caller. So, greetings, Neri. The system presently used is antiquated and subject to the whim or discretion of the taxi driver and some set rates that may not be reasonable or fair. Having a meter in the cab is standard around the world that ensures a fair and balanced system for all parties involved. Mr. President.
Well, that's his opinion. I beg to differ. I particularly like the zone rate. See, one of the things locals have to understand is there's a department, I said it before, called road traffic. The road traffic department, and I'm not talking about the one that do accidents and all that, right? I'm talking about the road traffic department that regulates and enforces the rules for taxi drivers, delivery drivers, anybody, jitney drivers, all of those. If you feel that a taxi driver was unfair to you, overcharged you, didn't treat you right, you could simply go right to the road traffic department, get the taxi number. Every taxi have a plate number. When you get out of the car, get the taxi plate number, make a note of what your experience was, and go and put in a complaint.
Easy as that?
Easy as that.
Let's go to this next caller. Engage him because you're running out of time. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. I'm making sure you speak. You're live.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am a public service vehicle, right? I do a lot of funeral stuff, right? And some of the funeral homes normally hire the same type of vehicle what I have, a big SUV. And what they do, they use their private lake, right? And I mean, I try to secure my client because I have full confidence on my vehicle. They don't have no full confidence, right? They drive a regular vehicle, right? Doing the same thing what we do. I think that's so unfair.
You're a taxi or you're a livery?
Huh?
You're a taxi or you're a livery?
I have a private charter.
Private charter.
Well, let me say this. You have a green plate, correct?
Hello?
You have a green plate?
What color is your license plate? What color is your license plate?
My license plate is green.
Yeah, okay. So, first of all, I understand what you're saying. Two things are happening here. One, your plate, which is green, doesn't allow you to do what you're doing either.
It doesn't allow you to do funeral?
No. No. It doesn't. So you're also breaking the law.
What's a green plate?
That's a private charter plate. Private charter.
And what's private charter?
Private charter is mean that you have a group of persons coming and they book your company to do a charter tour, and they should be on a and as a matter of fact, sir, with all due respect,
you are breaking up.
Okay, listen to your radio. Listen to your radio, okay?
With all due respect, sir, you shouldn't even have that plate on your vehicle. That was not designed for an SUV. All right? So you're an example of how the system is all messed up, all right? And I agree with you that those individuals that are using their private cars, I've seen it, SUVs with private car plates on it doing funeral, that's against the law. And what is worse for me and what is really sad is sometimes these persons are doing funerals and weddings and proms and all that, and they're being escorted by police officer. So the police officer is also aiding and abetting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they should not be escorting a private vehicle that is engaged in a hired situation where they're being paid.
So let me do some rapid questions because we're getting ready to leave. So is the Aqua Rides even legal? Didn't the government recently advise that ride shares are illegal?
Aqua Rides is legal. We have the documents to prove it. It's a limited company. So you could do your research. It's so basically, like I said, we have the documents to prove it, and based on how we operate within the confinements of the law. That's why we only use public service drivers. That's why you have to come with your credentials in order to even come on the app.
Okay. And taxis is used their vehicles to do private things or private runs. Is that legal? I know.
Taxis can be hired to do anything because it's a public service vehicle.
Okay. And let's see, last question. So, good morning. How is it that the rate, reiterate that one. Is it just me, CA, and only I had a suitcase? Or he's talking about that ride. So there's only one person, and it was expensive to go to, like a Michael Ruid thing. He says, last question, said there's some acrimonious taxi drivers who's carry on bad. What are the union doing about it?
Well, again, I will state that there's a department called Road Traffic. It's located down there by the Bowling Alley or the old Bowling Alley on our road. Anybody in this island who is embarrassed, disrespected, mistreated by a taxi driver or anything, all you need to do is get the taxi driver number and go to Road Traffic and put in a complaint. But let me remind persons, you can't blame the union for the conduct of these drivers. If you bring it to us, we will forward it to the same persons. We are not in the business of disciplining taxi drivers. We're in the business of protecting the rights of taxi drivers. That's our mandate as a union. But we don't condone the behavior and the conduct of taxi drivers who go outside of the lines of what they're supposed to do. So we encourage them to be good stewards, good public service vehicle. And I always say, if you're driving a local, do what I normally do as a taxi driver when I drove regularly. I would always give the locals that I drive the lowest rate that I could. You know why I do it? Because I want them to sell the services of taxi to say it wasn't that bad. Now, not every taxi driver share that view and that vision. And I can tell you, I've had some experience with some of my colleagues, and I was disappointed sometimes when I hear some of the things. But, it is what it is. Again, you have the Road Traffic Department who's responsible for the discipline.
Thank you very much. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Mr. Nixon. Thank you very much, Mr. Wilkinson. And thank you very much, Mr. Butler.
You're welcome, sir.
Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.